Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Let's start with Pinecone. Thistledown Tinkers, Sunday, March 13th, 3 to 4 p.m., Daniels Auditorium, North Carolina Museum of History, downtown Raleigh. Admission is free. The music of the Carolina series is going green for St. Patrick's Day with North Carolina's own Thistledown Tinkers, a powerful music duo featuring Trip Rodgers and Tom Urey, as evident on their new CD, pronounced Celtic, which was released this past fall. These seasoned artists weave traditional Scottish and Irish music with original elements, including their own southern swagger. These musicians have made it their mission to make Celtic music that forces folks to stand up and take notice. This is not the fragile, romanticized Celtic music of movie and soundtracks, but rather the kind that makes you sing along and stomp your feet. With an impressive arsenal of acoustic instruments, including guitar, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, dulcimer, and concertina, in addition to powerful vocal harmonies, this duo will draw you in and make you feel like a part of the show. Thistledown Tinkers delivers the beauty and tradition of Celtic music, new and old, with the guts, showmanship, and attitude of an arena rock band. You will find them wherever kinsmen are gathered and the craic is lively. Rodgers has been part of the Charlotte music scene for more than 25 years, and he picked up his first guitar more than 30 years ago. He has performed with a variety of rock, blues, and country acts during his lifetime. In addition, performing with Urey as the Thistledown Tinkers, Rodgers also performs original solo material on acoustic guitar, and he is a member of two other bands, blues rock's group The Trip Rodgers Band and Celtic rock band Sterling Ridge. Urey got his start in the music business in 1991 while living in the mountains of North Carolina, where he played solo folk shows, hosted open mics, fronted bands ranging from psychedelic to pop rock, and played bluegrass and old-time music with friends on his off days. This seasoned troubadour offers up a sound that's steeped in roots and honesty. He has performed at top venues like Nashville's Bluebird Cafe and New York City's CBGB's Gallery, as well as at festivals throughout the South. In addition to performing with Rodgers and Thistledown Tinkers in Sterling Ridge, Urey also was part of the Cajun Creole Carolina Gator Junction. The duo's performances begin at 3 p.m. and in the North Carolina Museum of History Daniels Auditorium. The concert is free and open to the public, and program notes will be provided. Large print program notes will also be available. The same day, March 13th, but at 7 p.m., it's the Chieftains with Patty Maloney and special guests at Memorial Auditorium Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, presented in partnership with Broadway Series South. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, the Chieftains are coming to Raleigh. Pinecone is proud to partner with Broadway Series South to present these amazing musicians in Raleigh Memorial Auditorium to close out the 2010-2011 Down Home Concert Series. Joining the Chieftains will be the Wake and District Pipe Band, who performed a sold-out concert earlier this year in Fletcher Theater. The tradition of bagpipes at fire department and police department funerals in the U.S. goes back more than 150 years. When the Irish and Scottish emigrated to this country, they brought many of their traditions with them, including the bagpipe, often played at Celtic weddings, funerals, and dances. Dr. Eric Hahn of the Raleigh Pipers Club will also join in for part of the concert. And Irish singer-songwriter Mickey Hart, who has been a mainstay of the Irish acoustic circuit over the past 10 years, will join the group for a grand finale. The Chieftains are a six-time Grammy-winning group recognized as Ireland's musical ambassadors. They have been bringing traditional Irish music to the world's attention for more than 40 years. The Chieftains have broken many musical boundaries by collaborating and performing with some of the biggest names in rock, pop, and traditional music in Ireland and around the globe. Their most recent project, titled San Patricio, brings to life the story of the San Patricio Battalion, Irish Americans who deserted the United States Army to join the Mexican side in the Mexican-American War. Featuring a variety of guest stars, including many celebrated Mexican, American, and Irish musicians and singers, and produced in collaboration with Rye Coder, American songwriter describes this album as stunning and not to be missed. In 2011, the Chieftains' performances could be better described as a big show or a spectacular rather than a concert, says frontman Paddy Maloney. There will be upwards of 12 people on stage at all times, with additions of local musicians, special guests I'm not allowed to divulge, anywhere from 6 to 20 local dancers on a couple of pieces, and the Scottish pipe bands performing The March to Battle, which was narrated by Liam Neeson for San Patricio. The Chieftains have been involved in many historic events, including a tour of China. They were the first Western group to perform on the Great Wall. They also were the first group to give a concert in the Capitol building of Washington, D.C. Founding member Paddy Maloney recently was awarded a Medal of Honor for Lifetime Achievement in Music from the National Arts Club. Maloney's penny whistle is in orbit in the International Space Station, as is an old flute from the Chieftains' Matt Malloy. So join Pinecone and Broadway Series South for a night celebrating the Irish tradition that had long been part of Piedmont music with the premier Irish musicians of our time. You can reserve your tickets by calling the Pinecone box office at 919-664-8302, or you can order online. Ticket prices are $26 to $49.50. Here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. For information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Saturday, March 12th, 8 p.m., Last Days of Judas Iscariot, Raleigh Ensemble Players, 213 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh. And you can call 919-832-9607 if you need directions. This is by Stephen Adley Gurgis. The Raleigh Ensemble Players Theater Company opens its new performing space at 213 Fayetteville Street with Gurgis's breathtaking and profoundly moving look at the difficulty of virtue and the necessity of mercy in an imperfect world, says USA Today. Set in a time-bending, darkly comic world between heaven and hell, this shocking meditation on the conflict between divine mercy and human free will reexamines the plight and fate of the New Testament's most infamous and unexplained sinner. The Last Days of Judas Iscariot is no Sunday school class. Depending on your faith, or lack thereof, you may find yourself disturbed or even enlightened by the arguments for and against Judas. For those whose church is the theater, there's plenty here to feed the soul, says Time Out New York. This ain't your grandmother's gospel, says the Village Voice. Well, let's turn now to the UNC Chapel Hill music schedule. March 18th, Talking Music 2, Concert 1, music by Nono and Beethoven, Pellegrini String Quartet, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 19th, Talking Music 2, Concert 2, Luigi Nono, Life and Music, pianist Stefan Litwin in conversation with Nora Schoenberg Nono, 8 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 20th, Talking Music 2, Concert 3, music by Berg, Litwin, Hayden, and Webern. Pellegrini String Quartet and Stefan Litwin, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 22nd, Brass Studio Recital, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 24th, Masterclass, Composer Lowell Lieberman, 7 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. And finally, March 25th, Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture presents Louise Meinches from Duke University, 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall. For further information on any of these events, call the Music Department at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Now it's Duke Performances. TACAX Quartet, Saturday, March 12th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Admission is $30, $5 for Duke students. Note, this event is sold out. However, a wait list will begin at 7 p.m. at Reynolds Theater. The fact is, says The Guardian UK, they are peerless. Formed at Budapest in 1975, the TACAX is now widely recognized as one of the premier string quartets of our time. Virtuosic and inspired, they approach their music with a rapturous intensity that has made them a fixture on the Chamber Arts Society calendar for more than a decade. This season, they offer vital readings of Haydn, Schubert, and Bartók, the Hungarian folk genius with whom the TACAX share a special connection. The program is Haydn's String Quartet, No. 54 in G minor, Opus 74, No. 3, Rider, Bartók, String Quartet No. 5, and Schubert String Quartet No. 13 in A minor, Rosamunde. The TACAX have the ability to make you believe that there's no other possible way the music should go, says Gramophone. Kronos Quartet, world premiere, Stephen Wright, three quarters. Saturday, three quartets. Saturday, March 19th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Ticket prices are $52, $42, and $24. Duke students, $5. In this world premiere, two of the most original music minds of the past 100 years, Steve Reich and Dave Harrington, come together for a once-in-a-lifetime performance made possible by Duke Performance's ongoing collaboration with Kronos. The Pulitzer Prize-winning Reich is the most original musical thinker of our time, says the New Yorker, but has to date only written two string quartets, both for Harrington's group, 2001's Triple Quartet and Different Trains, 1988, a work of such astonishing originality that breakthrough seems the only possible description, says the New York Times. Now another breakthrough arrives with Reich's third quartet, commissioned by Duke Performances and written specifically for Harrington's breathtaking ensemble. As the era's most adventurous group performs all three quartets by our greatest living composer, according to the New York Times, Page Auditorium will bear witness to history. Reich will attend the premiere. The program is Steve Reich, Triple Quartet in three movements played without pause. Selections from The Cave, WTC 9/11 World Premiere, Different Trains, America Before the War, Europe During the War, After the War. I've always wanted the string quartet to be vital and energetic and alive and cool and not afraid to kick ass. It'd be absolutely beautiful and ugly if it has to be, but it has to be expressive of life. That says Dave Harrington, Kronos Quartet. There's just a handful of living composers who can legitimately claim to have altered the direction of musical history. Steve Reich is one of them, says The Guardian from the UK. Kronos Quartet plus Steve Reich residency at Duke University, Thursday, March 17th. Steve Reich and David Harrington in conversation, Thursday, March 17th at the Pinhook, 117 West Main Street, 6:30 p.m. Free and open to the public. Tickets for this event, the Kronos Quartet and the TACAX Quartet are available through the Duke Box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now for Duke events, Graduate Student Association of Iranians at Duke presents Marmek Kadern Ensemble's Nowruz Celebration Concert, Saturday, March 12th, 7 p.m., Page Auditorium, General Seating. Tickets are free, but they are required and a service fee applies. The prominent Persian female vocalist and musician Marmek Kadern will perform in Duke in celebration of Nowruz, the long-lasting ancient Persian festival. Dumic event, a Baroque instrument petting zoo, Carlo Farina's Capriccio Stravagante, Monday, March 14th, 12 noon to 1 p.m., Biddle 1, which is the Biddle Lobby. The speaker presenter is Andrew Bonner, and the cost is free. Violinist Andrew Bonner discusses Baroque string instruments in this special presentation at the Duke University Musical Instrument Collection. Once more, they're entitling it a Baroque Instrument Petting Zoo. Duke Symphony Orchestra Concert with Don Eagle, trumpet, and pianist Gila Debastani, Wednesday, March 16th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke Symphony Orchestra, Harry Davidson Music Director, presents Add Hovhaness and McDowell to the Lists. That's L-I-S-Z-T. Program is Hovhaness, Prelude, and Quadruple Fugue, Opus 128, and Prayer for Trumpet and String Orchestra, Opus 62B, with Don Eagle, trumpeter. McDowell, Suite No. 1, Opus 42, Liszt, Symphonic Poem No. 3, Les Preludes, and featuring student concerto competition winner Gila Debastani, performing Movement 1 of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. Faculty recital, Susan Fancher saxophone and Jane Hawkins piano, Friday, March 18th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201 Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. This concert features the world premiere of a new work by Scott Lindroth, professor of music and vice provost for the arts at Duke University. Susan Fancher teaches saxophone at Duke and at the Hartwick College Summer Music Festival. Her 2010-2011 season includes premier performances of Lance Holmes' Sax Attractor for soprano saxophone and piano to be presented in Chengdu and Beijing, China, as well as the premier performances of Michael Torp's Concerto for Soprano Saxophone in its new version, commissioned by Susan Fancher, together with a consortium of wind ensembles. Jane Hawkins is professor of the practice of music and chair of the Department of Music at Duke University, where she teaches piano, chamber music, and performing. An active contributor to the North Carolina musical community, she is a founding member of the Mellarmine Chamber Players. For information on these events, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Organ Recital Series 2010-2011, Sunday, March 20th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Organ recital presented by Dr. Robert Parkins, Duke University organist. All are welcome. For more information, call 919-684-3898. Rhythm and Blue presents Behind the Music, Sunday, March 20th at 7 p.m., Reynolds Theater, general seating, $5 suggested donation. Duke Chorale Tour Concert, Tuesday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke Chorale, directed by Rodney Wincoop, presents a concert featuring highlights from their spring break tour to California, including madrigals, folk songs, spirituals, and works by California composers Eric Whiteacre, Morton Lauritsen, Kirk Mitchum, and Frank LaRocca. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, March 23rd, 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., Mary Lou Williams Center. Admission is free. Fill your Wednesday evening with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students, with special guest artists all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies Program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshments will be provided, with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by plate and pitchfork. Faculty recital, Rachel Elliott, bassoon, with Lynn Heilman, bassoon, and Adrian Kim, piano. Thursday, March 24th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, that's the Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. Contemporary compositions by Michael Dougherty, Padum Newsom, and others, including the North Carolina premiere of techno music for bassoon and electronica by graduate composer Alex Koch. Rachel Elliott is a bassoonist and improviser who performs in classical, rock, pop, and new music settings. As a founding member of CLOGS, she has produced 5 albums and toured widely throughout the United States, Europe, and Australia, sharing the stage with musicians and ensembles including Laurie Anderson, Bang on a Can, Bell Orchestra, the National, Terry Riley, Sufjan Stevens, and Shara Warden. In addition to CLOGS, she is a member of the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble, Hellion Trio, Tuple Bassoon Duo, and is a frequent guest with the Vermont Symphony and Burlington Chamber Orchestra. She teaches applied bassoon at Duke University, University of Vermont, and Middlebury College. Rare Music, an instrument of 1,000 voices, an organ curator at work in Duke Chapel. Friday, March 25th, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Book Room. Speaker, presenter, John Santioannini. Cost is free. Duke Chapel houses 4 distinct pipe organs, ranging from 200 pipes to almost 7,000, from pipes as small as a straw to ones as large as tree trunks. The care of these pipes, the wind chest they sit on, and everything down to the keys is cared for by John Santioannini, the Ethel Seek Carabina Curator of Organs and Harpsichords at Duke University. He oversees numerous instruments built in a variety of styles in the chapel, as well as in the Biddle Music Building. Mr. Santioannini holds degrees in organ performance from the Oberlin Conservatory, as well as the New England Conservatory, where he graduated with distinction in performance. As an organ builder, he worked with the Bishop Organ Company in Massachusetts and the Lock Pipe Organ Company in Michigan before starting his own organ company, which maintains and rebuilds instruments. For information on both of these events, you can contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Moving now to the North Carolina Symphony, NCS Kids, Peter and the Wolf, 2010-2011 Young People's Concert Series, Saturday, March 12th, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall, Raleigh, Sarah Hicks, Associate Conductor. Please note, the 11 a.m. concert is sold out, but tickets at $20 are still available for the 4 p.m. event. Prokofiev's timely story of bravery and teamwork comes to life on stage through playful music, colorful costumes, and a beautiful display of dance and theater. Your symphony joins forces with the Triangle Youth Ballet and North Carolina Theater for a one-hour concert featuring this delightful favorite for the whole family. Also on the schedule, charming works inspired by classic storybook characters, including Huckleberry Finn and Cinderella. a perfect introduction to the orchestra. Series partner, the Irregardless Cafe. For tickets and more information, visit the North Carolina Symphony at www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Composer Portraits Concerts return with North Carolina Symphony Tribute to John Adams, March 25th and 26th. The North Carolina Symphony's innovative Composer Portraits Concerts return with a tribute to American trailblazer John Adams, one of music's greatest living composers. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra, guest pianist Christopher Taylor, and the North Carolina Master Chorale in Composer Portraits, John Adams at Mamondi Concert Hall in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 8 p.m. Recently recognized in survey by the League of American Orchestras as the most frequently performed living American composer, John Adams represents one of the great towering figures in all of modern music. The Pulitzer Prize-winning composer has celebrated John Cage at the San Francisco Conservatory, spearheaded the use of electronics and synthesizers as both a composer and conductor, and broadened music's reach by growing minimalism to particularly vigorous heights. This concert offers a unique look at the visionary composer, positioning his most celebrated and powerful works alongside compositions by Beethoven, Britten, and Ives that had an unquestionable influence on him. The program is Beethoven, Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, Britten, Young Apollo, Ives, The Unanswered Question, Adams, Eros Piano, Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine, and Adams' Harmonium. Here's an audition notice. North Carolina Symphony's 2011 Youth Concerto Competition begins April 16th. The North Carolina Symphony will hold the preliminary round of its annual Kathleen Price and Joseph M. Bryan Youth Concerto Competition at the Wainwright Music Building at Meredith College in Raleigh on Saturday, April 16th. Applications to reserve an audition time are now being accepted. Visit the competitions and awards listing below the Education tab on the Symphony's webpage at www.ncsymphony.org to download the application form or contact Jessica Nalborn at jnalbone@ncsymphony.org or call 919-789-5461. The competition is open to instrumentalists between 10 and 21 years of age and provides an opportunity for young artists to gain recognition and perform alongside the finest musicians in the state. Applicants ages 16 to 21 compete in the senior division, 10 to 15 in the junior division. All participants must be North Carolina residents or students enrolled full-time in a North Carolina school. First and second place winners in both divisions will receive a cash prize. The winner of the senior division will also perform as a featured soloist with the North Carolina Symphony at a future public performance. Competition participants perform one movement from any concerto of their choosing. The piece must be performed from memory. Preliminary auditions will be held on April 16th, beginning at 9 a.m., and last no more than 10 minutes each. Accompanists are required and must be provided by the performer. And now let's move to our last item here, which is the Town of Cary Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources, March 2011. Scottish, Celtic Music, Song and Dance of Scotland, Sunday, March 20th at 4 p.m., Page Walker Arts and History Center. Enjoy an afternoon of Scottish fiddle music, dance, songs, and poetry. After the performance, stay for tea and shortbread. Talk to the musicians, dancers, and native Scots. For more information, visit www.townofcary.org. American Heritage with Cary, Town Band Free, March 25th, 7:30 p.m., Cary Senior Center. Join the band as they recall American Heritage hymns, folk songs, marches, and likable tunes by American composers. Call 919-847-8255. 8806. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.